السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, also our sisters at the madrasa and all those listening over receivers. We know that we are going to be having, inshallah, a program tomorrow night. So there was no scheduled majlis or zikr for tonight. However, the desire in the hearts of some of our brothers, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made it easy for us to gather here again at short notice. For such a large number of you to come here at such short notice is a clear indication of your love for Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. For we are not going to be distributing any jalebi after the program, and there's going to be no distribution of any Krugerrands after the program. But yet, after having worked a whole day in the heat that we are experiencing, you have come, so that is a clear indication of your muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. As far as the heat is concerned, I've mentioned this morning in one of the talks that I gave at the madrasa that there is nothing wrong if we have to say that it's very hot. However, we should not only focus on that heat. This heat is just a fraction, not even a fraction, of the heat that will be in Jahannam. But we will say that is very far away, we can't seem to understand. We should look at those people who are living in shacks, in huts, wooden iron buildings. Just take a drive around and see those people who are living in wooden iron buildings. And some of them don't even have any windows in that building. And the roof is also just 6 inches above their head. What kind of heat they must be enduring. We can't even imagine it because we haven't experienced it. If we don't have one day air conditioning or fan, then we start complaining. In the masjid also, as soon as we walk in, we want it must be nice and cool and air-conditioned. So these are ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we use it. But we should not lose sight of those people who are suffering in the heat much, much, much more than us. We won't be even able to stay 5 minutes in that wooden iron structure. Go inside and try it. So we should increase our shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that if it's 35 degrees, it could have been 45 degrees. And if it's 45 degrees, it could have been 55 degrees. We can't say that no place in the world has 55 degrees. They have much more than that. In India, during our student days, at times we used to experience 55 degrees of heat, and with the loo that blows. The only loo that we know is the toilet. The loo there is the hot wind that blows, they call it loo, in summer. So it shows different words have different meanings. Once I mentioned that we put the children at the madrasa. I said all the work that is done, all the history that is learnt at the schools, Allah Ta'ala is not going to question us on the day of Qiyamah. Purposes of examinations and purpose of information, there's nothing wrong, we get to know history. But what happened to Napoleon Bonaparte at Waterloo, whether his bones fell apart or not, we're not going to be asked. But how we use the loo, Allah Ta'ala is going to ask us. If we were not careful about the drops of urine splashing on our clothes and bodies, then that will be something that will be questioned about, and the punishment of the grave begins with that. Because of one of the reasons of the punishment of the grave is that. So Napoleon Bonaparte, what happened at Waterloo, is of no real concern if the child forgets it. But this we will be questioned about. Nevertheless, that was by the way. So we come back to this majlis of zikr tonight. Without any explanation, I will read, Hum Madine se Allah kyun aa gaye. Here and there just a little bit. Otherwise we want to get on to some zikrullah tonight. Although even this is zikrullah. Hum Madine se Allah kyun aa gaye. قلب حیران کی تس کی وہیں رہ گئی ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تس کی وہیں رہ گئی دل وہیں رہ گیا جاں وہیں رہ گئی ہم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تس کی وہیں رہ گئی. We left behind the tranquility of the hearts in Madina Sharif. Oh Allah, why did we ever return from Madina Sharif? ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تس کی وہیں رہ گئی دل وہیں رہ گیا جاں وہیں رہ گئی ہم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تس کی وہیں رہ گئی. Look at the amount of restlessness that we experience in our countries. The amount of problems, the amount of difficulties and hardships of people. And look at all the fitnas that are lashing from all sides. The good, the bad, the old, the young, the white, the black, the rich, the poor. Nobody seems to be protected and safeguarded from the fitnas. The hearts are restless. قلب حیران کی تس کی وہیں رہ گئی. But there, as soon as you enter Madina Sharif, and furthermore, as soon as you enter the Masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and even further when you are the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it seems that we have left behind all the baggage, all the worries, all the sorrow, all the grief, all the pain. ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تس کی وہیں رہ گئی دل وہیں رہ گیا جاں وہیں رہ گئی ہم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر وہ سکون دل و جاں وہ روح و نظر یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر وہ سکون دل و جاں وہ روح و نظر ये उन्हीं का करम है उन्हीं की आता, एक कैफियत दिल नशी रह गई। हम मदीने से अल्लाह क्यों आ गए, قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی. How we miss the mornings of Madina Sharif and the evenings of Madina Sharif. How we miss the azans of Madina Sharif and how we miss the qiraat of the imams of Madina Sharif. And how we miss the namaz in Riyadh al-Jannah. And how we miss the salat and salam in the Rauza Mubarak. And how we miss the vision of the mountains of Uhud and all other places of Madina Sharif. Allah, Allah, waha ka durud o salam. Allah, Allah, waha ka sujood o qiyam. Allah, Allah, waha ka durud o salam. Allah, Allah, waha ka sujood o qiyam. اللہ اللہ وہاں کا وہ کیف دوام، وہ صلات سکون آفری رہ گئی. ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی. One is the recitation of our درود and سلام from our countries, our towns and our homes. And the other is recitation of Salat and Salam at the Rauza Mubarak. We have left behind all that. Why did we ever come away from Madina Sharif? Where can we get that kayfiyat that we get there? Oh my Allah, why did we come back from Madina Sharif? Why didn't you keep us there, my beloved Allah? We know we are not deserving, but we are seeking from you residence in Madina Sharif. There is a hikmat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that we have to carry on with the different works of deen in the different countries and towns and cities. But the heart's desire must be Madina Sharif. Whenever Allah Ta'ala wills, and if the person is not successful, then we will inshallah get the sawab because of his niyat, if he was sincere. جس جگہ سجدہ ریزی کی لذت ملی، جس جگہ ہر قدم ان کی رحمت ملی. جس جگہ سجدہ ریزی کی لذت ملی، جس جگہ ہر قدم ان کی رحمت ملی. جس جگہ سجدہ ریزی کی لذت ملی، جس جگہ ہر قدم ان کی رحمت ملی. جس جگہ نور رہتا ہے شام و سحر، وہ فلک رہ گیا وہ زمین رہ گئی. ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی. The enjoyment of sajdas in Masjid al-Nabawi alayhi salatu wa salam. Every step where a person is under the wings of the angels, because the angels are bringing salat and salam from all over the world. So the whole of Madina Sharif is under the wings of angels. Every qadam, every step, the person is enjoying some kind of rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Even the skies are full of noor, the mountains are full of noor, the earth and ground is full of noor, the masjid full of noor, the Riyadh al-Jannah full of noor, mimbar and mihrab and the satoons and pillars full of noor, and noor of all noors, Nabiye Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jis jaga sajda rezi ki lazzat mili, jis jaga har qadam unki rahmat mili. جس جگہ نور رہتا ہے شام و سحر، وہ فلک رہ گیا وہ زمین رہ گئی. ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی، قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی۔ پڑھ کے نصر من اللہ و فتح قریب، ہم رواں جب ہوئے سوئے کوئے حبیب۔ پڑھ کے نصر من اللہ و فتح قریب، ہم رواں جب ہوئے سوئے کوئے حبیب۔ برکت رحمت ساتھ چلنے لگی، بے بسی زندگی کی یہیں رہ گئی۔ ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی۔ As soon as the person is on the journey, barakat, rahmat, everything is with him. زندگانی وہیں کاش ہوتی بسر، کاش بہزاد آتے نہ ہم لوٹ کر۔ بہزاد is his تخلص، so of course it is necessary that we must mention who the writer of this Naat Sharif is. Thereafter we can put our names, because it is also a dua. زندگانی وہیں کاش ہوتی بسر، کاش یونس آتے نہ ہم لوٹ کر۔ Oh, how I wish that the remaining days of my life were spent there. How I wish, oh Yunus, that you had not returned. زندگانی وہیں کاش ہوتی بسر، بہزاد آتے نہ ہم لوٹ کر۔ اور پوری ہوئی ہر تمنا مگر، یہ تمنا قلب حزین رہ گئی۔ How many wishes of mine my Allah has fulfilled, but one wish of this grieving heart has not as yet been fulfilled, and that is the desire to be buried in Madina Sharif. ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی۔ دل وہیں رہ گیا، جاں وہیں رہ گئی، ہم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی۔ مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں، جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے، تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب، یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے۔ بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما، بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے۔ میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت، بس اب جگا دے، بس اب جگا دے۔ ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری، اللہ 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 اللہ۔ جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری، اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hai payada misle ghubar mein hu. Oh, my beloved Allah, everyone has taken off in this path of suluk. Everyone is flying high in the air. Everyone is soaring. We don't even know what heights they have reached because of their efforts and because of their sincerity and because of their tawbah and istighfar and because of their sacrifices. We don't know where they are. I am still like a speck of dust on the ground, my beloved Allah.
Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon.
After a long time we are reading this again, so therefore a little bit of explanation here and there. Oh Allah, in your garden everybody is a beautiful flower. What beautiful fragrance everyone in this garden of yours has got. The only one who is thorn in this garden is myself. We must consider ourselves as thorns and everyone else as beautiful fragrant flowers. For we don't know in what condition our death will come. We do not know what is our situation in the hereafter. So where can we start our celebrations from now? And bragging about all our efforts.
Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr-e-akhirat ho, bohat hi ghaflat shiar mein hoon. Raha mein bekar zindagi bhar, bas ab to mashghool-e-kaar mein hoon. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saanson mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Oh Allah, you are well aware of the condition of my heart. We can hide our sins from our families, from our friends, from our neighbors, from our society. Where are we going to hide them from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is the one who blessed mankind with eyes? Can he be blind? Who are we fooling? Therefore we say, Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi. Oh Allah, you know how dirty and filthy is my heart. Now the one who wrote this is Hazrat Khwaja Azizul Hasan Majzoob Rahmatullah Alayh, great wali of Allah. This is what they say with regards to their hearts. Now, it's not that that was the condition of their hearts. This is their humility that they say like that. They are teaching us lessons that those who had purified hearts, they thought nothing about themselves and their ibadat and zikr and tilawat. The more they made ibadat, the more they considered themselves as insignificant. And here we do nothing and we consider ourselves to be VIPs. Mr. Somebody's. I mentioned in Madina Sharif in one bayan that when a person says, I'm Mr. Somebody, what it means that I'm somebody. I got a little bit of body. Some body. Little bit of body. Some eyes, ears, nose, hands, feet. Some body I got. But in reality, I'm Mr. Nobody. Spiritually, I'm nobody. I got no spiritual body. So what do we think of ourselves as Mr. Somebody? In reality, we are Mr. Nobody. Until Allah Ta'ala will say on the day of Qiyamah, oh my servant, oh my slave, I was happy with you in the world. You remained mine. You did not become the ghulam and abd of your nafs and of shaitan. You were mine. Qul ya ibadi. وَفَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِ My bandhas. How beautifully Allah does. We should sacrifice our lives over that beautiful statement of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that you are mine. In this world of sensual love relationships, if some beloved says that you are mine, then that person thinks he already got a gold mine. Allah Ta'ala will say, you are mine. You can now enter my jannat and enjoy the ni'mat. You got up for your fajr salat, irrespective of how cold or hot it was, or how late it was, or early it was, or whether it was winter or summer. You made your namazes on time. You fasted in the months of Ramadan, whether it came in summer or winter, whether it was snowing or raining or freezing or boiling. You gave your zakat irrespective of how many millions you had to give. You went for hajj. You fulfilled the rights of your wives, of your children, of your parents, of your neighbors, of your clients and customers. You were honest, you were truthful. You did so many things out of my love and out of my fear of my azab. Now my banda, enter into Jannat, where now I will reveal myself to you. I will show you my countenance. I will show you my jamal, my beauty. I was the creator of beauty in the world. Just over that little beauty you gave away even your iman. But you, O bandas of mine, you who were my slaves, you did not give away your lives for those beauties. You remained mine, so now I will show you my beauty. Unke rukh se niqaba jutegi, aaj nazaron ki miraj hogi. Unke rukh se niqaba jutegi, aaj nazaron ki miraj hogi. Ek muddat se aaj ahle gham ko, muskurane ki mohlat milegi. The veil that covers Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's countenance will be removed. Aaj nazaron ki mehraj hogi. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा
Oh Allah, now these are the last days of my life. Nay, we don't even know whether it is the last second of our life. So Allah, let me remain in your muhabbat and the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam during these days.
Har dam karun mein ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. My beloved Allah, my Rahim, Allah, Kareem, Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, the light of day or darkness of night. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu. اے رب کریم ہم گنہ گار ہے سیاہ کار مجرم خطا کار ناپاک اور گندے میرے اللہ If you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness where do we go my Allah my beloved Allah where do we go There is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. We cannot live and exist, my Allah, even one second without your support. We acknowledge our weakness. We acknowledge our shortcomings. We don't justify any of our sins and vices and evils. But you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, protect each and every one of us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Nafs aur shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر We seek your forgiveness. We seek your support.
مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے اللہ 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 اے blesses us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, our home, our life, our time. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of the entire ummah. Remove the hardships of mankind around the globe. Bless everyone with hidayah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties with plenty full of halal. Those who are on journeys, make them reach destination safely. Those who have no children, bless them with pious, righteous, healthy children. Those who have children, make their children pious, righteous, healthy. Obedient to you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Agarche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Agarche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda bahum. Karam aaya tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed e karam aaya tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed e karam aaya he rabbe kareem. You are well aware of the good wishes and desires of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you after this majlis of zikr. Fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, hardship, pain, suffering, sickness, diseases, weakness, tests and trials of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you. Ya Allah, remove their weakness, sickness, their tests and their trials. Ya Allah, honne wale ijtema ko kamyaab farma. Jo teri raah mein nikalne wale hai, ya Allah, unke liye aasani paida farma. Gash ijtema taaleem ko qubool farma. Masajid, madaris, khanqahon ko qubool farma. Har qisam ke fitnon se hamari hifazat farma. Hasidin ke hasad se hifazat farma. Mufsidin ke fasad se hifazat farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. My beloved Allah, return us over and over to Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Tayyibah. And those who have not been there, Ya Allah, make it easy for them also to make ziyarat of the Haramain Sharifain, ziyarat of the Rawza Park, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. To make the tawaf of the Baytullah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله